This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is hour two of USA Prepares. I'm with Sharon, and we're talking about the Great Depression, how to save money, and what we have done and what we have learned. And, Sharon, we were talking about food, and I know that you're like me. I'm constantly, especially in the summer, I'm canning, dehydrating, freezing, chopping, you name it. It's just, it's constant. And I think they did that quite a bit during the Great Depression because a lot of people lived on what they had from their gardens or what they could buy fresh in the summer. And if they didn't, I don't think it was as readily available, or if it was, they just couldn't afford it. But, I mean, I have done so much more in the last few years than I ever used to. So one example was I did, when I got potatoes really inexpensively, they were 99 cents for a five-pound bag. They had them right around Thanksgiving. I took, like, four bags, and I peeled them and diced them, and I dehydrated them. So I actually measured one bag so I knew how much it would be. So a five-pound bag of potatoes equals five cups of the dehydrated cube. So that shows you how much space you can save. So, you know, I think that for me, I really, even though I love fresh fruits and vegetables, and I have them, I'm not going to pay an exorbitant price for them right now. So I have a lot in my freezer. I have a lot to use up yet before the next crop comes in. So I've been doing that quite a bit. And I'm just really passionate about, like, your dark green leafy vegetables. I just think they're so healthy for you. So I love to grow them. But I also, I keep my eyes open when I'm at the store. And they'll have markdowns, like, on kale or turnip greens. And although it seems like, oh, they're going to expire, those really hold up a lot longer than a lot of the other. Spinach tends to go kind of quick. But if you can't use it up right away, just make something with it or dehydrate it or freeze it. You can take frozen kale, you know, and put it in a soup or put it in a smoothie or whatever, a stir fry, whatever you like to use it for. So we did, I know you're still doing it, Sharon. I know we do so much that I haven't really paid full price for hardly anything because I have so much of a stock right now that I can go down in my pantry and go, I have plenty of this. And then I watch for sales. And when I see stuff that's a markdown at a good price, then I buy more. And so that saves me a ton of money. It probably saves me 50% of my grocery budget.
You know, I'd agree. Yeah, I buy things on sale or even in markdown. A lot of them are sell by dates. They're not expiration dates. Okay, they last a lot longer than what they say. I don't worry about that a lot because most of it, once it's canned or whatever, it's going to last forever. If it's dried, like pasta lasts forever. Now, if you live in the humidity area, we don't have high humidity here, then you would definitely have to make sure that you kept the humidity out of things like pasta and rice and stuff like that. Yeah, we save a lot. You know, if you use sales coupons and buy in bulk, you can save a lot of money. I wanted to say something that's unrelated real quick because I was just thinking about, we were talking about clothing at the very beginning, and I would personally recommend people get a lot of socks. good sturdy socks the best you can. Women's aren't, don't tend to be super sturdy, but get the best you can, because that's one thing that would be very difficult to make. You probably could find various clothing and other stuff, but the homeless desperately always need socks, because you will get huge blisters and sores on your feet if you don't have good socks. And I personally don't know how to make socks. I know you could try to knit some, but they get, unless you're really good at it, they're kind of bulky and they can kind of scrunch up and make your feet sore that way too. I mean, some people are really good at it, but I'm not. Okay. So I would just recommend that people buy socks. It's not like anything that's going to go out of style or anything. You're going to use them if you're alive. So just a thought. On food, there's all kinds of stuff. You know what they did a lot during the Depression, and it's something to consider, you know, maybe playing around now and seeing what you could do, is they took whatever they had, whatever foods, and made either soups. There's a variety of soups. They have all kinds of chowders, and there's just all kinds of ways to make kind of a soup or stews. And then they also made casseroles. And some of us who are older probably remember casseroles. The most common casserole probably you think of is like scalloped potatoes, okay? But you can also make like pot pie mixture and put biscuits on top, or even put it in a pie. Or you could make, they would take whatever, kind of like a starch, like either potatoes, rice, even, you know, cooked dried beans, cooked them. And then they would layer whatever they had. So if they had a little bit of pork or a little bit of this or a little bit of that, they would throw it in there with different vegetables. And it's not too hard to figure out what vegetables go together pretty quick. Okay, so sometimes you might be doing root vegetables. Other times you might be doing things like peas and beans and stuff like that. But they would take that. And part of it is the sauce that you put on. You can make like a white sauce, or you can put something to make it more creamy, so to speak, or better. But they would use that with whatever. In fact, back in the Depression, they could get lard, and they would render it down, and then you end up with little pieces called cracklings, what they call them, and they would use that for flavoring, like in casseroles and stuff, because it gave a kind of pork bacon taste to it. But they were really creative. They didn't throw anything away. And there's kind of a little fad out there now where people are making bone broth by using their extra vegetable pieces and bones, and it's really healthy for you. And I've actually, like I said, been playing around with it a little bit because, you know, it makes it healthier. I was going to say something about soups, too, that, you know, there's just real liquidy soups like, you know, chicken noodle soup or whatever. But I tend to like most of my soups a little more heartier. And so there's a couple ways you can make your soup more like a chowder, thicken it up. One, you can put instant mashed potatoes in a lot of them, and that'll just thicken up real nicely. And the other way is if you have an immersion blender or just a blender, you can take part of the soup. The immersion blender, you just stick in it and puree it up a little bit, and it'll make it thicker. I do that with a cheesy broccoli soup I make. But if you don't have an immersion blender, you can always take 2 cups or so out and put it in a blender, blend it up, and then put it back into soup. And that will make a more heartier feeling soup, like you ate something a little more solid. And then what they did a whole lot during the Depression is they had sides, like they would have rolls, or they would have biscuits, or they would have muffins, or they'd have cornbread, or they stuff they called Johnny bread. I'm not sure what that is. I think it's combo, isn't it? Have you had Johnny bread before?
Anyway, no, never
they,
had it.
They would have that to help fill you up. You know, and those were relatively inexpensive as long as you get the flour and stuff. But you can get really creative. I mean, if they had enough room in the garden, they grew potatoes, because potatoes store well and they're very filling. They have a lot of nutrition, and you can do a million things with potatoes. And I know you and I have both watched some of the Depression videos done by that lady, Clara, the old lady.
Yeah.
And she did a lot of foraging on her way home. She would pick nice dandelion plants and stuff like that, and they would use that in their foods, a lot of foraging. And that's actually something my husband and I are going to try to pursue this spring, to kind of learn what's around our place. We don't need the food now, but it's just knowledge that if you needed to add more nutrition to your diet, it's free. It's out there growing, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's something that we want to learn more about. I know a couple of the so-called weeds that are helpful for you, but I think that would be a good thing. Plus, it's a good exercise, and it's a free entertainment, and you're learning something, so I would encourage people to do that. You can even do it in the city and parks. You just kind of want to be aware if they've been spraying it with chemicals. You know, you kind of want to be aware of that. But you still could familiarize yourself with what the plants are and learn them. And then if you need to, you could go out of town or, you know, a little further out where they aren't spraying all the time. You just want to be kind of aware of that. But if it's on your own property, you don't spray, you can bind it. And I was actually watching an article where the guy actually was taking some, or reading, I mean, he actually planted some of these so-called weeds that are super helpful in the edges of his yard and stuff so that he would have his own supply and know it wasn't sprayed. And, of course, they're super hardy, so it's not like you're going to have to water them or do hardly anything to them because they're natural to the environment. So it's another thing to consider. You know, like I said, I don't know where we're going, and I'm totally with you on attitude. I don't believe in living in fear, and we have this really fear-doom thing because fearful people are easily controlled, okay? So the media and everything is putting all this fear-mongering out. And there are serious things coming, but humans have been quite resourceful. And if you take the attitude, how can I work with this? What can I do? Like, you're not going to fix the federal government, okay? We're not. That's reality. It's good to know what's happening, but to obsess about it and worry about it isn't going to help you. But you can put food back. You can have things on hand like socks, or if you're going to do any gardening, you want gloves, okay? You really want gloves. You don't want to get cut and have that infections going on. You can learn about various natural remedies with herbs and tinctures, and they did that a lot in the Depression because they couldn't afford to go to doctors. And I used to scorn them, honestly, way back when we first got married because the people I saw using them looked sickly and didn't seem to be getting well. But we actually had some experience ourselves where it worked really well. And so I become a believer in that it's a useful tool to have. If I had strep throat, I would go get antibiotics. That's just a fact. But if you just have a minor infection or something, there's a lot of stuff you can do that can treat it that's way less toxic than the medicines. And it's close to free. You know what I mean? You buy a few little things, but it's way less expensive and it's better on your body. So that is something else I would consider looking into and maybe get some good herbs and just, you know, dabbling in it and try it when you're starting coming down flu. Try taking some of this stuff, see if it doesn't shorten the time or colds or, you know, it's going to be better for you than the, I mean, most of the time it's going to be better for you than medicines, okay, most of the time. But, yeah, you and I put up, so see, we can do that. It's like, well, what can you do? Well, you can have extra clothes on hand. You could have sturdy pants, shirts that are made well. I was going to kind of tap your expertise on how you would know whether something's made more quality. Also, when you were talking about, I know you and I sew, so I don't sew a whole lot, but I know how to, and I've done it in the past. But a person should learn how to do basic sewing skills, buttons, hems, simple stitching lines and stuff like that. And you can go on YouTube and you can find everything. They'll give you actual instructions. You can practice sewing on a button. You can practice putting in a hem. You can practice fixing a seam. You can practice putting patches on clothes. That's probably going to be needed down the road. And so now's the time you can sit there if you want, put on your favorite program and learn how to sew on buttons. You know what I mean?
Well,
just
yeah,
we can do a lot of proactive stuff. You know, it's actually good if you could pick up an inexpensive sewing machine. It would probably be worth your money. But until then, get some needle thread and just do it by hand. You know,
I actually had a brand new shirt that I had, and I washed it, and as I was folding it, the seam, they never even stitched down the side seam. So I just threaded my machine and I stitched the both of them up. And I just checked everything then and make sure. But I have saved thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars with what I have done between making curtains and cushion covers and clothing and, you know, you name it. It's just something that I always felt like it could save me a lot of money. I could just do it myself.
Especially things like curtains, like you said, in that, you know what I mean? Yeah. You could save a lot that way. I hear the music again.
Yeah, we'll be back and we'll continue on with our frugal ways, and I'm telling everybody to stay out of debt.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is Kathy. I'm with Sharon, and we're talking about saving money. And, you know, Sharon, you were talking about foraging, and that's a really good point because there's so much out there. And you can take a lot of the stuff that you forage, and you can make teas out of it or your herbs. I mean, you can make parsley tea, chamomile tea, sage tea. I know it's not that great tasting, but it does have some medicinal value to it. But dandelion root tea and red clover. There's a whole bunch of plants out there. Lamb's quarters is another one, and you can powder that down. That grows. I mean, it truly grows like a weed. So as long as you get it before the seeds drop, it won't spread too much. But a lot of this stuff grows alongside of the driveway or in between the cracks, and so that's just a way to make sure, and I'm sure they did that back then. I'm sure back before
they
had everything, the grandmas knew, you know, they knew what to do and what mm-hmm. to use. And the other thing, you know, you were talking about making, like, taking care of yourself, and I did have a thought. There are such things as compounding pharmacists. And let's say you needed something and for whatever reason, you can't get it at the store. I mean, even if it's like an over-the-counter thing, I think sometimes you can go to a compounding pharmacy and they could probably make something for you with different ingredients. So that would be something to check out. I mean, I don't know everything about what they would do, but it's definitely something like if you were sort of desperate and whatever is out of stock and it's not coming in stock, I would check. And a lot of times the pharmacist can give you, even if they can't make it, they can give you a pretty good substitute. So that's something to keep in mind also. I wanted to talk about, I got to thinking about it, you know, during the summer, people were complaining about things that were spoiling, milk and dairy items and different things. And so I was thinking about that, and what I've decided and what I do now is I have two big, like, freezer bags, and I put the freezer blocks in there, the little, you know, square things you can keep things cold. And what I do is when I'm going grocery shopping, I try to save that part for last, like of getting frozen vegetables or dairy or whatever meat, whatever it is that I need. And I put them in the bags. And then when I go to check out, obviously, you know, you take everything out. But I feel like that way the milk isn't in your cart for an hour where you're running around the grocery store if you get that first. And then you go to in the car, and if you got to make a couple more stops. So I think that part of it was just that it was probably getting below temperature. Maybe it was stored even before you got it, because I think that did happen. I think sometimes the temperature was down, and the milk was already pretty much spoiled by the time that you bought it. But some of the things that you can do to help with keeping that fresh, especially milk, is you can freeze, like, if you needed, like, small containers of it, you can freeze it. Like, let's say you know you're not going to use the whole gallon. So you can freeze it and then use it for baking, or you just shake it up a little bit. You can use it that way. But if one of the items that they said is when you get the milk, if you put just a pinch of salt in it, that helps to preserve it. And then a lot of times, too, they said around the rim with the milk, like when they're transporting it, it sloshes around. They said a lot of times when you open it, wipe that around with a wet cloth or a paper towel and wipe that rim off, because bacteria can grow up in that rim. And that will help to make your milk spoil a little quicker. And then also make sure you keep it in the back of the refrigerator if possible, because it's better than keeping it in the door. But those are a couple things I thought of when people were complaining about things that were spoiling too quickly. And so it just makes sense. Like, don't, if it's 90 degrees out, you know, don't get that first and then be in the store for an hour and then have it in your car. Because I could see how that would really help to degrade the quality.
Yeah. You know, our Dollar Tree sells those hot, cold bags for a dollar a quarter now. And we keep quite a few of those in our car so that whenever we get anything cold, we can put it in right away. And mm-hmm. it helped a lot because, you know, the cars get hot. And, so got another commercial break. I'll come back. I had a couple of more comments. We're jumping around here a little bit, but they're all useful for sure.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I hope
I think
people
I hear
can
music.
Get some
Didn't I hear music again?
Out of it. Yeah, no, it's, yeah, we'll be back in a little bit.
Okay.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve, fighting for the financial system in the United States, continued to fight inflation by raising the interest rate banks pay for money another quarter percentage point yesterday. At least one person is injured after an F1 tornado ripped through Montebello, California in East Los Angeles. This high school student was in class when the tornado hit.
All of a sudden, we opened the door a little bit, and then we just see like a gust of wind starting to build up, and then it just like got faster and faster.
The Houston, Texas suspect, 17-year-old Joseph Harrell, accused of paralyzing a mother of three by attacking her in a robbery, had his bond cut in half yesterday. Harrell was out on a $100 weapons violation bond when the alleged attack paralyzing the woman took place. Today is officially National Puppy Day, a possum day for all dog enthusiasts. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fox, I it's gonna be sliding. For 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back. Sharon and I were talking about saving money. And, you know, one of the things that I think that would help is if you can try to be organized with your groceries, your preps. I was talking about we had a day called must go, which everything must go out of the refrigerator and or you're cleaning out the freezer. And I guarantee that if you get creative, you could almost always find things that you're like, oh, I could fry this up, I can add this to a soup, and you just don't waste food that way. A lot of times, and I'm still guilty of it, I'll have something in the refrigerator, completely forget about it, and then I have to throw it away or I have to use it up real quick. So I think if you do that and if you can keep your pantry or your storage area organized, then you don't forget if you have something. You know, I'm guilty of that, too. I can't find it, and then I find it later because I didn't have it organized the way it should have been. So that can save money, too. And, you know, Sharon, you were talking about having, like, socks. Yes, socks is so important. I don't make socks. You know, I've done some darning. It depends on the type of sock and where the hole is. If I can do it, you know, I do some. But I think quality socks is good, and gloves. And it's kind of cute. One of the stories that I was reading during the Great Depression, the grandpa, he kept losing all of the right gloves. And so eventually he took the left one and he turned it inside out. he used it that way. But I save gloves. For some reason, I do the same thing. I'm always losing the right one or wearing the right one out. And sometimes I have mismatched gloves. Like, I might lose one, but if they're functional, if I still have a right and a left, I use them. But another thing that I would say would be handy is to try to get, like, the heavy-duty waterproof gloves. Even for you, Sharon, when you're out, you have such cold weather there, and maybe you got to have your hands on the water when it's cold. That might be something valuable to have, too, or the heavy-duty, you know, waterproof ones.
Yeah, we live this homestead lifestyle, so we definitely have gloves because it'll tear up your hands, and people don't realize how fast that can happen. And you really wouldn't want to get an infection even now because you have to go to the doctor. But if you couldn't get to the doctor, it would really make a difference. So it's a super valuable thing. We've been covering different topics, so I was going to just throw a couple things. Purslane is a really easy weed that has a lot of nutrition, and they used to cook it kind of like spinach, and it actually has a pretty good taste. Yeah. But we had some introduced into our garden. I put a mulch on it, an alfalfa mulch on my garden last year, and evidently there must have been some purslane seeds or something in it. It takes off like crazy, but I looked it up, and it has so much nutritional value that I actually started harvesting it, dehydrating it and powdering it. I take it in capsules. It's really good for your digestive system. But you could freeze it and cook it or just cook it fresh. So that's something. And I was going to mention, you know, a lot of times people, oh, I don't want to be this much, blah, blah, blah. We live in an abundant society right now, but the vast majority of our goods come from China. And if you're following the news, we're not on really good terms with China right now. So it's a good idea to mend your clothes even now because, like, you bought that shirt. A lot of people buy shirts that, oh, it's all torn, and they would just go buy another one for, what, $10, $15. Well, that's $10, $15 that you wouldn't have to spend, and then people say, I don't have any money to stock up or whatever. Well, that's $10 or $15 you could use for stocking up. Same with our other clothes. We tend to just get bored with them. I don't, but, I mean, a lot of people do, and they buy new clothes when they don't really need new clothes, where if you were to keep what you have and take care of it, then you would have free money to use for other things. For instance, I think it's extremely wise to get stocked up on food and basic things, like if you do buy laundry soap or shampoos or whatever, you get this stuff now because it's going up in price so much. And I can't see how you're going to lose on it because you're going to use those things no matter what. So also, I want to jump in really quick. We talk about this a lot, but gardening. Okay, they grew lots of their stuff to supplement the food. And with the various weather things and stuff going on, the produce is probably going to be considerably higher this year. That's all I can see. And I was going to tell you that our Dollar Tree has seed packets for a buck. And so you might want to check that out. Also, seeds aren't that expensive, but you can buy them really expensive, but they're inexpensive. But you could grow lettuces, you grow kale, chard, all that, and you can grow them in containers. And a lot of people are like, oh, I have to go buy pots, but you really don't. You could use empty ice cream cartons, you could use buckets. You could even grow in heavy-duty cardboard boxes and just line it with some plastic and poke some holes in the bottom. Maybe they're not beautiful and attractive, but it'll grow just fine. All plants need is dirt. Soil, you know, and decently nutritious soil. They don't care what they're growing in. They really don't. And so even if you don't have a big garden area, you could grow just like containers on the ground or on your porch or someplace like that. And you could practice growing. You can grow tomatoes in pots, easy enough. You just have to have drainage. And it's the idea of learning how to grow. It's also just supplementing. Tomatoes are ridiculously priced right now. Can you imagine what they might be this summer? I mean, with inflation, and they just upped the interest rate, I guess, another 0.25%, which just all plays out on us. And all that unbacked money they printed devalued our dollar. And I think being aware of that is good, but I don't think you say, oh, no, no, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Don't take that attitude. You and I both take the attitude. Okay, what can I do? Well, I'm going to pick this up on sale right now. They're getting ready to do a case lot sale at our store. I don't know if it'll be a good deal or not, but it's probably going to be cheaper than it's going to be later. So maybe you use tomato stuff. I use a lot of tomato products. So, you know, I might buy a case of tomatoes or something or sauce or whatever. But it is a way to get ahead. And if you do these other money-saving things, even though you might not have to do them right now, it'll free up money for you to get ahead. And then in the long run, you will feel better and you'll feel more empowered and you won't feel so victimized if you have food on hand, because the one thing we have is food and water. And, you know, you can live without a lot of other stuff. You could live without cable. You could live without, you know, very favorite beverages or whatever, but you got to have food. And so, and for us, you need to have stuff to stay sanitary, so cleaning products and stuff like that. You don't want to get sick. So there's a lot we can do that we can deal with here and now. And like I said, the media is constantly pushing fear, and I don't believe in buying into that fear. In fact, a little bit what Dr. Shealy says, just detach from it. It's not that you're blind. You don't put your head in the sand. You're aware of what's coming and happening, but you don't obsess and focus over what you cannot change. You work on what you can change, which is where you are here now. Like you said, we can learn to mend. We can put a garden in. You can stock up. You can start making more economical meals and try them out. I mean, they're really good. I mean, there's some, if you want to look up, they have some amazing casserole dishes, and you don't have to go buy special ingredients. Just see what you have on hand and use those in it. And they did a lot of creativity that way. And even soups and stews, I didn't grow up eating a whole lot, but I've really gotten into making more, and they're very hearty, especially if you add, like, some biscuits or you add some bread or you add, you know, cornbread, stuff to side to kind of make it, you feel a little more full. And they're really healthy for you. The stuff you buy in the store, like if you buy soup, which, you know, I've got some cans of soup, I do, especially when my guys go hunting. I used to hunt, but I don't hunt now. It's easy to heat up and it's ready, you know, and it doesn't break and it's okay. But they have all these chemicals and stuff in it. And when you make it yourself, you don't have all those chemicals and preservatives in it. You just have good, hearty food. And you can really taste the difference, can't you? I mean, I can taste the difference.
I can, you know, I was just going to say that before you mentioned it. You can make a good loaf of bread. You can make a salad. You can have a pot of soup. And literally, mm-hmm. you can probably have three meals out of that. And you can add to it. And, you know, if you get hungry later, then you just have something else or have another small bowl. But I think it's good to have soups, especially, you know, I'm a soup person. I could have soup probably almost every day. But, you know, you said so much there, but it's so healthy. And it's the thing about, like, the casseroles, it probably is good for people to revisit the casseroles, because I'm sure there was so many creative people. There is so much online. I could probably spend days online looking things up. You know, and you mm-hmm. had mentioned like watching the sewing videos, and I have done that. And for as long as I've sewed, people come up with things. I'll just type in something like, oh, you know, what about this issue? Or, and then you'll get three or four or five different ways that people do it. And it's mm-hmm. amazing some of the creative things that people have come up with. Like, they've either thought of it themselves or, I mean, I don't know why I never heard of it before, because the patterns don't tell you a lot of these creative ways to do things. And mm-hmm. there's just amazing tools out there when it comes to, like, repairing things or even the sewing things. There's so many new little tools that I was watching these women were using. I'm like, I've got to get some of these because it really does make my job easier.
Yeah.
You know, and Sharon, you were talking about purslane. You know, purslane is wonderful. If you get it when it's small, I soak it in a little vinegar water and rinse it. I just add it fresh to my salads. It almost has a sweetness. It's sort of
it does.
Like,
it actually tastes quite good.
Yeah, it is very good. And I did the same thing. I dehydrated it, but there's so many things that you can just, if you just look around at what can I use. And you were talking about sales. Like last year, I was at one of the grocery stores and they had 28-ounce cans of crushed tomatoes. And I bought three cases. They were 40 cents a piece.
Wow.
I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, it's yeah. such a good price. So I've just been using them in different recipes. But, you know, doing what we do takes time. I spend a lot of time in my kitchen. I will admit that. But I feel it's important to cook healthy and to cook fresh. Sure, I could go buy a frozen whatever and pop it in the oven. But I prefer not to eat that way. I do it sometimes. There are times when I get home and I'm exhausted, or we do once in a while cheat a little bit on certain things. But for the most part, most of my stuff is from scratch, and it tastes better, it's healthier, and it's cheaper. So,
well, you know, you have to question the idea time. What else are you going to do? Are you going to watch some stupid video on YouTube? What are you going to do with your time? Okay. I mean, I like to think I'm productive with my time. I have nothing wrong with sitting down reading a book or maybe even a magazine that I like to learn stuff, okay? So I get some kind of self-sufficient kind of magazines, a couple of them. And, you know, I might sit down and do that. Or sometimes I'll just do something for entertainment for a little bit. But people waste a lot of time. And they say, I don't have time. Well, what do you do with that 4 or 5 hours after you get off work? Do you sit and zone out in front of the TV? Now, you might need to rest, but you could rest reading a book and learn something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people say, I don't have time. And I know some people, I mean, when I had 5 kids, I didn't have much time, okay? Admittedly. Little kids take your time up like crazy. I get that. But most people are not living in that right now. They're just not being... the same thing is, I just call it intentional. They're not being intentional about what they do with their time. Now, that is not that I'm a highly disciplined person, that I don't waste time. Okay, I'm not saying that. But I don't waste a lot of time, okay? But I do. I mean, everybody deserves some downtime. I'm not saying that. But
people say,
well, I can't. I'm looking at their life and thinking, you just spent 5 hours watching TV. What do you mean you don't have time? You know what I mean?
Yep. That's
and it's
true.
Like, so what are you going to do with your time? Like, I love to putter. I do a whole bunch of canning. I'm trying to empty out my freezers for spring, for when garden stuff comes in. Empty some of them. But I listen to videos and learn stuff while I'm on it. I watch YouTube programs that tell me all kinds of cool stuff. And so I'm not only getting canning done, but I'm also learning at the same time. Now, that might not be for everybody, but
wellness,
I just like to keep...
and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I wanted to make a comment about one of the books that I had read about the Great Depression, and this was a comment by one of the grandfathers, and he said, to be truly frugal, you must learn to be self-reliant. Take care of yourself. We rely only on ourselves, and if we need something, they made sure they had it beforehand. So that was his thought, and it's basically like what we've been saying, what Vince has been saying about no one's coming to help you. Yes, there might be a few people here and there, but for the most part, if you're self-reliant, you're probably going to do far better than if you're dependent on everyone else. And I know that's not everybody. Everybody can't do that. There's situations. But to learn to do what you can, and Sharon, I really liked your point about watching and reading and learning while you're doing your canning or your cooking. I do the same thing. If there's something I want to learn about or I'm questioning, I'll just start doing a search, and especially if I can listen to an audio version of it, it's really helpful to learn, and I've really grown in the last 4 or 5 years on different skills that I feel like I need to learn.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we keep talking, but what I'd hope people could maybe gain out of this is to consider what can you do, and it's empowering. It's actually really cool. I mean, I like walking down to my cellar and seeing all the jars I put up, and I think, this is food. We can eat it. As long as I'm here, we've got food, and, you know, and I know it's healthy food, and it costs a fraction of what it did to buy it, so it's just, it's empowering, okay? And it counters all the negativity that you hear in the news, oh, the world's falling apart, and, I mean, the world has always changed, okay? We get this idea that somehow the world was perfectly stable and everything went smooth. It's never been that way. We are in a transitional time, which makes it kind of more volatile, but the way to counter the fear is to do stuff that you can do, like have food on hand, you know, maybe start a little garden, see what you can grow. It's really fun to watch plants grow, I think. I think it's amazing to take this itty-bitty tiny seed and it turns a huge tomato plant. That's just like kind of a miraculous thing. And it's invigorating, and it gives you joy, and it gives you hope. you know, because we have this society, they want you to be afraid because you're easily controlled and then you'll do whatever they want. Okay. That's just the way it works. But you don't have to buy into that. You don't. And even if you have almost no money, honestly, anybody can come up with a buck and go buy four packages of seeds at the Dollar Tree. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you can even dig dirt from your ground and add some compost to it of some sort, you know, build it up and grow it. You can make compost out of all kinds of rotted stuff and pour it on there. There are all kinds of ways to garden extremely inexpensively, okay? There's ways to do it really rich, too, but you don't have to have the fancy pots and little all this stuff. You don't have to. Plants grow everywhere, and they don't need that, okay? It's, you know, they just don't. So I'm big on what can you do, and then I'm really big if you can get things ahead on food. I say food a lot because you have to have food, but like I said, even cleaning supplies or whatever that you would need, if you can buy it now, it'll be less expensive later because I don't think we're doing real well with China, and most of our stuff comes from China. So I see that potentially we could be having a lot of lack, or I think most of the time, like in depression, you could get pretty much anything you want if you wanted to pay enough. But when you don't have any money, it's not an option. So what can you do? So I feel like learning these skills is going to benefit you now, and it could really benefit you down the road. And so it's just, it's a lot of a mindset. It's not like, I just can't, whatever, but what could I do? I mean, that's what this, the guy that had, they had a frugal, they had a fearful frugality or abundant frugality. Okay. And it's just a mindset. It's the same circumstance. It's how you approach it. And I believe more than anything else, your mindset's going to matter, but these other things will really help you and they won't hurt you. Prices are going up anyway. So you can't lose by buying it now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hardly anything goes down. Eggs have gone down a little bit, but, and gas occasionally, but that's about the only two things I know in food that have dropped down. You know, they just go up, they stay up, and then they go up again and they stay up there. And so, you can't really lose by getting this stuff. And, like, even buying socks, you're going to wear socks, you know. If you buy yourself two or three years worth of socks, in 3 years you'll still be wearing socks.
That's true.
And they'll probably be twice the price they are now, you know what I mean? So it's just having stuff like that on hand that it'll relieve the stress for you later. And it can make you feel good now because, like, yeah, I've got this covered. I don't have to worry about that. You know, and it just helps counter the mentality that's out there, in my view. But anyway, I'm not my soapbox now.
Well, and I agree. And I think you have to look for deals. And I think you need to keep your, like you said, you need to keep the joy in your life, you know, really hold your children, your grandchildren, your close friends, your pets. You know, enjoy that and make you, you can't walk around just fearful all the time. I mean, yes, be aware, be proactive, which is, I think, what we are. And, you know, anyway, I hear the music, Sharon, so I know we're almost done. I appreciate you gave so many wonderful points, and I appreciate you joining me today.
Well, it's been fun, and hopefully people can learn something. And like you and I both agree, mindset's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.